Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. It's been an intense day so far. And our next guest, I don't expect to be any less intense because that's what he do online, is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Playmaker, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm doing well, man. Could be doing better, but you know, just trying to make my way to Cleveland here.
Where are you heading for Cleveland? What's going on there?
Well, the Thursday night game.
Gotcha.
That's the Thursday night game is. You know, I did Thursday night the last couple of weeks because I had to travel to London to do a game. So, you know, I'm kind of miffed at my schedule now. It looks that I got a chance to miss Arizona, great weather there. Mm-hmm. Oakland, not bad weather there. And I'm going to Cleveland. Cleveland. That's just a hard thing sometimes to just fathom. Why couldn't the schedule have worked out better that I could miss Cleveland, maybe saw Arizona or Oakland?
Would you be down, since you got to go out there, would you be down with the NFL eventually relocating one of their teams to London on for the franchise?
Well, I don't know the logistics of how that works, but absolutely not, man. Dude, let me tell you something, man. London is nice. Life is nice. The people are so crazy about football. And get this, when I'm over there, because I've gone to do two games now, and we got a chance to call the games, not doing pregame shows, but we're calling the games. You know, one of the things some of the people have told me, first of all, you know, you don't want over there with an accent. You know, because I love hearing an accent. I was like, man, I love your accent. They were like, what are you talking about? We love your accent. I was like, oh, that's it. I never thought about that. I said, yeah, right. I wanted to talk to everybody. I'm the one with an accent over here. That's right. You know, it's a fun part. But a guy told me, he said, Michael, he said, we love NFL football games. And this is how spoiled we are. We never think about it. I said, what do you love about it? He said, everything. He said, I took my kid to one. He said, my kid, they're waiting on this game to come back. He says, when we go to a soccer match, it's just a soccer match. When you go to an NFL game, you got cheerleaders, you got performances, you got kiss cam, you got people on the I never thought about all of that. It really is. It's a show. An NFL game is a show, and a game happens to be there also. But like in soccer, that's not the case. They're not doing all of that stuff. They're just playing soccer. He was like, my kids are like, Dad, we can't miss it. We can't miss that. The guy's jumping on those little springboards, turning flips on the sideline. You know, we see it every game. We've been seeing it all of our lives. We don't even it's just kind of like almost a nuisance to the game to us. But to them, it is entertainment, and their kids want to be there. It's an incredible thing. I wouldn't have any problem with it. I just don't know how the logistics will work.
Can you tell us all the things they like about American football again, but do the whole thing in the English accent one more time?
I wish I could do that English accent. Hey, trust me, y'all know how men measure cities. You want great food in a beautiful city, and I ain't talking about the buildings.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I ain't talking about the buildings, and that's exactly what London has. Great food, and it's a beautiful city, and I ain't talking about the buildings.
Michael Irvin joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, noted Dallas Cowboys lover for a good reason. And I don't know if you've seen the hubbub that just started, but NFL Network's Jane Slater asked Jason Garrett if he thought he was a good game manager. And I, as a guy who's played the game and knows how many thousands of things have to happen with a 53-man roster, 53 guys all pulling in the same direction, and also the coaching staff. Do you feel like when you watch a game that Jason Garrett is a good game manager?
And game managing, it's always a moving target. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different variables with 53 different guys. You got to manage all of these guys, all of their personalities, and all the possibilities of what can happen on a football field. You know, and honestly, guys, there's nobody that wish, hopes, and prays for Coach Garrett's success more than I do. I consider him to be a great friend and the work that he's put in. But I can answer the question this way. When you measure certain things, you measure things like I'm going to do that game in Cleveland. Mike Tomlin, Coach Tomlin, lost Ben Roethlisberger. He lost Antonio Brown. He lost Le'Veon Bell, three of the top players at their position in the National Football League. He has that team at 5-4 fighting to get in the playoffs. John Gruden lost. He gave up Khalil Mack, gave us Amari Cooper, then loses Antonio Brown right before the season. He has that team at 5-4 right now. Here in Dallas, Jerry paid out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and we got all the talent in the world, and we are at 5-4 right now. That's the best way I can answer that question.
That's a good point.
Oh, that's man. Good point. So the other big thing that's been coming out today is last night, the NFL setting up the workout for Colin Kaepernick. I was curious your thoughts about the idea of transitioning back into the NFL after you've been gone for 3 years. Because I know people are caught up about the social part of it, and I understand that. But he also hasn't played in the NFL for 3 years. How difficult do you think that challenge would be?
We see how difficult it is for a guy that just kept coming in this league. We see how difficult it is for guys that have been playing in this league all these years, and it's still hard. You know, we get young quarterbacks that are still learning. Colin Kaepernick left this game. He was still learning this game. So you away for 3 years. It's not, you're not going to get better being away. When I retired and I remember going back on the field to call a game, I could not believe how fast this game was. I was like, oh, my God, did I play this? The ball went by me on the sideline so fast, I'm like, no way I could grab my hand and catch that ball. It's just the speed of it is incredible. So to think that Colin Kaepernick, after the trade deadline, you know, even if you set this up prior to the trade deadline, you know, then I'm saying, okay, that's better for Colin because teams aren't set and people are trying to get things in situations for the stretch run. But you set this up after the trade deadline. My only thought is this, and I'm surprised I haven't heard anybody say this. This must have been a part of the settlement. This had to be part of the settlement to give him this opportunity right here, right now. And the NFL has set it up this way. You know, hey, we're going to honor our agreement from part of the settlement. I don't know if they had an addendum or something signed on the contract that we were given this opportunity. We'll give them opportunity within this amount of time. Of making a deal, of settling a deal, so it doesn't look like it was part of the settlement. But this had to be part of the settlement. That's why they're doing it this way. It's not an individual team calling for quarterback help. You just have open a mask, open workout. Or why else would you reopen this can of worms right now? It has to have been part of that.
We got Michael Irvin joining the show, bringing the goods for you today. The playmaker is, and one of my favorite things to ever hear you say was, you know, when with most quarterbacks in the NFL, and you like extended your arm and you said, this is open for Troy, and you climbed over somebody's shoulders and you said, this was open. And I just heard Amari Cooper say that there are times and situations now where Dak feels like instead of throwing the ball away, he can trust throwing to Amari Cooper because he's the kind of guy that can make those plays. How important is that trust and that communication? Because you obviously had it with Troy.
Yeah, it's everything. You saw that. You saw it even on a play in that game the other day against Minnesota because outside Amari Cooper was coming in on a slant route. He slipped, but Dak had already thrown that ball because he expects him to be there. Now it could have been an interception, could have been a pick six. Thank God it wasn't. But that's the trust that you're talking about. No matter what. With you, he'll make that play. He'll make that throw. He'll give you the opportunities because you've earned that opportunity by the way you play. Now he can't. He's not going to do that with everybody. But I absolutely love the rapport that I see between Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. I love the way I see this kid Amari Cooper playing football and everything. He's a steal. he's been a steal here. And I knew it when we talked about it and when we talked about making that trade on the show. So I just said, this kid was gifted. I know this kid from Miami. He just needed a change of scenery. And, wow, what a great change it has been and what a blessing he has been for us. And I want to say this, too, because I know everybody keeps talking about Coach Garrett and getting rid of Coach Garrett, and that a decision will be made. But my point, this is my concern with that. Did you guys see what Aaron Rodgers looked like at the beginning of this season?
Yeah.
That's Aaron Rodgers. He looked horrific in that offense. Now, he was able to win some games because he's Aaron Rodgers, but he looked horrific in that offense because he was so used and accustomed to his old offense. When you guys are talking about changing the coach, I can't sit back and say that that's not warranted. I can't sit back and say that with what we said and what I just talked about, that that's not warranted. You guys can have those conversations. But, boy, I hope Gary does not change this system. You know, don't change this system, because Dak now is starting to master this system. Let's keep him growing and going.
Dak Prescott is doing some great things in this system, and that's the fun part about it. It's just the game manager question. Can you get to the next level is what I think a lot of people are concerned about.
I want to step back to Dak for just one second, though. Can you give us a similar bit of advice, or I guess can you tell the people who still sit here 4 years after the fact and they say Dak's not the guy? What do you say to those people who are still like, you need to move on from quarterback, not your coach?
No. What I say to them is turn off your damn TV, because I don't know what you're looking at. Oh, your TV's not working. Turn it off. Stop, man. Stop. Just let it stop. Go. You know, honestly, man, let's be real here what we're talking about. Now, there are some things Dak could do. Like, I'm upset. Like, the way Minnesota played Dallas. The way Minnesota played Dallas, you're running those option routes, that defensive end. He's reading that defensive end. That defensive end steps down. He steps down, but he stays parallel, right? Because he doesn't want to give Dak any easy reads. But he's stepping down, and he closes it down on Zeke. I need Dak to pull that ball out and run it. I need the coach sometimes to maybe – no. What they're probably telling him is, we're going to run it, but hand it off. Hand it off. Hand it off. Hand it off. And I need Dak to say, okay, I hear you. But if he steps down, not if he attacks, if he steps down, I got to beat him on that corner and get around that corner. I thought there were a few times he could have done that Sunday night and got some big chunk yards, but he didn't do it. He went and handed that ball off to Zeke, and we all know there was nothing there. We saw what happened with that.
Playmaker, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Appreciate you bringing that fire every single time. We'll catch up with you soon, man.
Have fun in Cleveland.
that's a joke, right?
All right, I guess what we should have said is, sorry, you have to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's more fitting right there. That's more fitting right there. All right, guys.
Have a good one, man.
Michael Irvin.
Let's go to Cleveland.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin, by the way. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.